Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. Susie's here to tell us what we can watch. And first of all, we are starting with a documentary on Apple TV. This one is all about Michael J. Fox. Susie, what we got?
G'day, Kat. That is absolutely right. So a new movie has just come out and it is available on Apple TV. It's called Still, a Michael J. Fox movie. So Michael J. Fox, he was a huge star. He was cute. He was lovable. He was in the biggest comedy sci-fi of the 80s. I mean, Back to the Future, who doesn't remember that one? Mm-hmm, and he was also in many rom-coms and action films since then. But then in the early 2000s, he announced his eventual retirement from acting, and fans would find out that Fox had a debilitating disease, Parkinson's, and he has been suffering for years. This documentary on the life of Michael J. Fox gives a rare insight into a private man's life, the truth behind his diagnosis and his life living with Parkinson's, and it's directly from Michael himself. So it's actually from an award-winning director. You can be sure to see Fox's charm and his wit shine through, and also be reminded why he was such a big star in the first place.
He does come across very well here. As you say, charm and wit aplenty. It is quite funny. Let's have a snippet from the trailer.
The story of me. Take two.
Three, two. Here we go. Ready and action.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
What did it mean to be still?
I wouldn't know. I was never still.
That's him. That's our star.
I want this job. I can do it.
Parkinson's disease.
As you say, this one comes from his voice, but there is a director to this. Who is the director? Can you give us a bit of insight?
Absolutely. So the guy's name is Davis Guggenheim. He's an award-winning director. He's gained praise for his documentary style. He likes to bring forward subjects that are a little complicated, you know, issues that we're all thinking about, while still managing to keep his subjects real and also deeply personal. So some of his other work to check out is the eye-opening global warming doco called An Inconvenient Truth, as well as his biopic called A Mother's Promise, a Barack Obama bio. He's been compared to other documentary makers such as Ken Burns and Michael Moore. Definitely one to keep an eye out for.
One thing I learned through this was that Michael J. Fox was not just keeping his diagnosis from Hollywood, from the world, but also from those really close to him.
Absolutely. So he was only 29 when he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, and that was all the way back in 1991. He kept it secret from everyone except his doctor and his wife. Literally nobody else knew. So in 2000, he finally told the world, and he started the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's Disease, which is dedicated to finding a cure for the disease through funding projects most vital to patients. So the foundation is really interesting and definitely worth looking into. It's not for profit and has this very unique model. They spend the money that they receive with urgency and they hold no reserves. So they're in a desperate attempt to help find a cure as soon as possible. They're not keeping it, you know, to try to find the best project. They're just spending it as soon as they get it. Mm. And the foundation is still headed by Michael J. Fox himself.
It's a really interesting show, documentary, as you say, and presented in a way by the very charming Michael J. Fox himself. So actually one that will make you smile as well as become aware of a bit more about Parkinson's itself. Mm-hmm. That one, as we say, is on Apple TV and it is out now. We're going to jump over to another streaming service, Sky Show. What have you found for us?
Well, if you want to be scared, I've got a movie for you called Smile. It's a psychological supernatural horror, and it follows Dr. Rose Cotter. She meets various patients who have seen a smiling entity, and then they end up dead. So Rose begins to have increasingly disturbing and daunting experiences, making her believe that what she is experiencing is supernatural. So it was originally a short film called Laura Hasn't Slept. The film was made by a first-time director, and it was enough of a hit that a sequel is already being made.
Let's have a quick snippet from the trailer for this one.
Yesterday, a patient in your care died brutally in front of you.
I need to find an explanation for what happened.
It's smiling at me.
I've seen it too.
You?
Get her away from me!
I know that you're not a fan of horror, Susie. Should we watch this one together with all the lights on, a cushion in front of our eyes, holding hands and eating popcorn? And we'll take 10-minute breaks every 10 minutes.
Yeah, sounds good. To be honest with you, when I watched the trailer for this one, I was pretty scared. I usually, you know, I'm like, okay, you know, I can get on board. But this one, I was like, okay, no thank you.
I actually kind of want to watch this, but I'm also scared to watch it. I'm scared of it and I'm scared to see it because I think it's going to give me nightmares. Thanks so much, Susie, for taking us through Smile, which is out now on Sky Show. It looks terrifying. And then the lovely, pleasant Michael J. Fox documentary. It's called Still on Apple TV. This is Big Screen, Little Screen. If you would like to find a link to where you can get a 7-day trial for Sky Show and watch that very terrifying show, you can find it on our website, worldradio.ch/big-screen-little-screen. Thanks, Susie.
See you later, Kat.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.